Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etchelam. We're now in Masechet Kretot of Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at our analysis of the second Mishnah, which appears way back on Daf Bet Amud Aleph. And this will be our final podcast for the first parak. Towards the end, in the middle of that Mishnah, we said that Yur Chayav Karet, Shogeg Chatat, and Alohoda, Asham Talui, meaning if you don't know at the end of the process whether or not you violated the law at all, then you have to bring an Asham Talui, Chutz v'matame mikdash v'kodoshav, because they are ba'olevi oreid. Mimai mapikla, what is excluded here? Meaning, what is matame mikdash v'kodoshav excused from? Hachitani, chutz v'matame mikdash v'kodoshav, she'en vi Asham Talui. There's no Asham Talui for those if you're not sure if you ate kodesh or went into the mikdash Bituma. Let's exclude someone else from Asham Talui. That's someone who is not sure if they violated the law. Then Yom Kippur came and passed, in which case they are exempt. Why isn't that listed? Rish Lakish says the Mishnah is not concerned with every possible circumstance where you're exempt from Asham Talui, but rather when you are Chayav Chatat, but you're exempt from Asham Talui, like Matam Mikdash. Harav Yom Kippurim, late to the Chatat, in that case, you're not Chayav Chatat either, because Yom Kippur covered it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we're talking about a case where somebody rejects the efficacy of Yom Kippur. Interesting notion. If somebody sins, possibly sins, before Yom Kippur, then he says Yom Kippur, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he has an irreligious attitude and says, it doesn't work. And then after Yom Kippur, he comes to his senses, he has to bring in Asham Talui, because Yom Kippur did not work for him. Rish Lakish savar mivayinam mechaper Yom Kippurim. Rish Lakish disagrees and says Yom Kippur does work for him and is mechaper. Uveplukta, and it follows the following machloket in Bavel. Hamer lo itkaper li chatati. A person says my chatat that I'm bringing will not work to expiate for me. Abayim are mechaper. Rav Amar chaper. They disagree whether it works. Now, hechad amar lo tikrav. If the guy says I don't want it offered, and they go ahead and offer it anyways, the kol yamal pligid lo mechaper. Certainly, it doesn't work. Dechtiv yakriv oto leitzoro with all korbanot. This is taken from Parshat Ha'ulah. You have to offer it with your intent. That's the way we're interpreting your tzono. Ki pligid amar tikrav lo techaper. If you say, yeah, I want it offered, but it's not going to work, or I don't want it to work as expiation, amar ayin mechaper. Why amar lo techaper? Because you said you don't want it to work. Rabbi says it does work. Once you said, let it be offered, therefore, the kapara comes on its own. And it turns out that Rabbi changed his mind and agreed with Abaye that it doesn't work. Kiditanya, and this is somewhat of a twisty way to get to it. This is sugi at the end of Yoma. I might think that Yom Kippur is mechaper for those who do tshuva and for those who don't. V'dinhu. And it would be reasonable that it wouldn't. Chatat and Hashem only work for people who do tshuva with it. So he said, "Lo, yamarta b'chatat v'Hashem she'in mechaperin al mezik shogeg. Chatat and Hashem don't work for mezid." So Yom Kippur is much more powerful. It's mechaper amezid. So therefore, Rom mechaper amezid kashogim, mechaper shavin mein shavin. So I would think, therefore, that Yom Kippur is mechaper for those who don't do tshuva, even for those who don't do tshuva. Talmud Lomar, ach b'achzor lachodesh hazeh, chilek, meaning Yom Kippur works for some, not for all. That's the braita. Now, my shavin vein shavin. What does it mean that Yom Kippur should or should work for those who are shavin and einan shavin? Who are those shavin? Ilam a shavin is shogeg lo shavin mezid. You think shavin just means to people that acted b'shogeg? Haktani lo amartam chatat v'asham. That's where we're starting from, a shogeg a mezid. So you can't use it to prove itself. Ela ki ha du ulam aviyochanan. Achal chelev efrish korban. Let's hear it, chelev. You set aside a korban. Vehemir dato. And you became an apostate. V'chazarbo. And then later you came back. Your korban is pasul because it was nidcheh for the moments that you were an apostate. You can't come back and use it. So therefore, I would think that the same thing applies to Yom Kippur. But that doesn't work. The korban is nidcheh, but the guy is still a bar kapara. Ella, so Shavin must work differently. Shavin is Damari Chaper Alai Chatati. Shein Shavin Damar Lo Techaper Alai Chatati. Shavin is people who say, I want my korban to be machaper for me. Shavin is people who say, I don't want it to be machaper for me. Shma mina, so you see there that Yom Kippur is not machaper for people who don't want Yom Kippur to work. Or minhi, and we challenged it for the following. Yacholi, Yom Kippur machaper al shi nitaneh bo v'lo asa b'malacha l'kral mikra kodesh. I might think Yom Kippur only works for people who fast on it and don't do malacha and declares it to be a holiday. I might think it doesn't work for those who don't do that. Tavlom Yom Kippurim, who? It is Yom HaKippurim, Mikom Makom. Okay? And that's Tavayu Stam Sifrahu. So the first Sifra, the first passage, which is from a Sifra and an unnamed, which means it's Rabbi Yehuda, says that Yom Kippurim works only if you're Shavin, and the second one says it works for everybody. Kasha Nadadi, so we have a contradiction within the Sifra. Rabbiya, and Rabbiya's answer was Lo Kasha, Ha Rabbi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi, I'll leave it today. Rabbi, following Rabbi Yehuda, takes one position, as we'll see, and Rabbi's own position is different, and that's reflected in the two brightot. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, that Yom Kippur is machaper, whether or not you did tshuva, chutz mi porek ol, if you totally reject God's your obligation of mitzvot, umegala panim b'Torah, or you start showing things in the Torah, shelo kalacha, umefer brit basar, or you attempt to have brit milah covered up. Those things only depend on tshuva and Yom Kippur. That's a bias take. Rav Amar, and that's what we're concerned with because we want to see what Rav said. Both of them are Rebbe. The Rebbe says, when the first Braita is talking about Averot of Yom Kippur itself, those are not machaper unless you do tshuva. The ilo temaha, chikarbi Yom Kippurim, the Rebbe came and b'chol shayta v'shayta machaper, hecha mishkachala. Without that, then how could Rebbe even explain what Yom Kippur, karet on Yom Kippurim means? You do something that's karet on Yom Kippur, and 5 minutes later, you're not doing it anymore, it's Yom Kippur, it's machaper. It must be that those are your order not machaper. Umay kusha, perhaps not. Dilma da'am v'ravita kulelelia. Maybe you did in melacha all night, or you ate all night. And you died at dawn before there was any daytime to mechaper, because it's Yom Kippur mechaper. So but according to that, there is no karet during the day, because if you do an action that would carry karet during the day, then immediately the daytime clears it up. So my kusha, well, maybe not. You eat on Yom Kippur and you die with a bone in your mouth, so that you really never had a moment before dying of Yom Kippur to be mechaper. You did melacha just before sunset, into sunset. Or are you doing melacha? One of the tools hit you in the head and you died. That you there was no time for it to be mechaper. But the point being that Rava does agree that if you do not do tshuva, then it does not work for a chatat. His interpretation of the Braita and his acceptance of the Sifra is based on the development in the first comment in the Sifra, that chatat and Hashem only work if you're Shavin, and we interpreted that Shavin means you say it should work for me. Whether Yom Kippur is different or not is already beyond our concern, because our concern is what Rava says about the efficacy of a chatat, where you said lo techaper li chatati. Okay, Chachamim Omrim Afa Megadef. In our Mishnah, we said that Tumat Mikdash V'Kodesh is different, and Chachamim said even Megadef is different. My Afa Megadef, why is it Afa Megadef? The answer is, Af sounds like something else is going on. Rabbanan Shamu Rabbi Kiva, because we said Rabbi Kiva is the author of the main part of the Mishnah. So they heard Rabbi Kiva, Detani Baal Ov, Lotani Yidoni. Remember, he said Baal Ov, did not mention Yidoni, we dealt with this a few podcasts ago. Amrule, my shout of Almighty Korban, why do you not have a Korban for Yidoni? Shum Dolepe Maaseh. This follows Rish Lakish's approach. It's because there's no Maaseh. Megadef Namrulepe Maaseh. That's why they said Afa Megadef, meaning Megadef is also has no Maaseh. Tana Rabbanan, Megadef Mevi Korban Ho'il V'Nemar Bo Karet, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. And of course, this is why we said Rabbi Akiva is the author of the first part of the Mishnah. Megadef brings a Korban, because it says Karet in the context of Megadef, V'Omer V'Nasach Cheto, and it says he will bear his sin. Which is a non sequitur, so we'll see how that follows. When everywhere there's a karet, there's a korban. Pesach and Mila, d'chtibo karet v'lo mighty korban. We've spoken about this many times, that Pesach and Mila both carry karet, and yet there is no korban. So hachi kamar, this is what the Brayta meant. Megadef may be korban, ho'el l'vav bo karet m'kum korban. Because the Parsha of Chatat is written specifically in the context of Megadef, in Parsha Shlach. That's from Akiva's part. Since the Torah had to write Karet somewhere, and it wrote it specifically here where the Korban is. So you see that you bring Korban for Megadev. That last part of the Braita that we were wondering about, Atal Rabbanan, that's really coming to support Rabbanan. This is what Akiva said. Amrita Megadev Leipi Maaseh, so Mahu Megadev. So then what is Megadev? Mevarachat Hashem, when you curse God, karet tichtiv loyata. So why does it say karet there? Amri leili ten karet lemekalel, in order to connect it with mekalel, which is in Parshat Emor, tiv mekalel and nasach cheto. It says the same phrase, cheto yisa nasach cheto, and therefore uchtiv pesach sheni cheto yisa. And in Pesach it says that which we know is karet malan karet kan karet. So it links them all together to give you a karet. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, et Hashem hu Megadef. It says in the Parsha of Megadef, et Hashem. Isun Yehuda omer ke'adam omer l'chaviro. What does Megadef mean? Geirafta ke'ara, you've cleaned out the bowl. V'chisartan, you've also damaged it. You've taken something away from it. Meaning, Sav Megadef v'rachat Hashem hu. Megadef is a direct affront to God. You're taking something away from God, as it were. Gozanazayu omer ke'adam omer l'chaviro, grafta ke'ara v'lo chisarta. He said, no, it's like somebody says you've cleaned out the bowl and not taken anything away. Meaning, Kasavra Megadef, Hainu Ovid Avodah Zarah, that Megadef is not cursing God, it's doing Avodah Zarah, meaning it's something where you've totally cleaned out on the other hand, but you haven't diminished at God. Tanyidach et Hashem, Rolaz Manazari, America, whatever Zarah could do, Medaberach Amarim, Loban Katub Eliten, Karet Lemavarech Hashem. So Rolaz Manazari says that Megadef Bechal is part of Avodah Zarah, and it's not a separate karet. And Chachamim say, no, it is Mevarachat Hashem, and there's karet for that. But of course, Chachamim for the opinion that there is no chatat brat. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Gimel, is talking specifically about a Yoledet, and a Yoledet who brings, of course, the Korban Yoledet, the Chatat and Olah, typically the cane, the nest, even though she could bring a keves the Olah and a bird the Chatat, but when she miscarries, depending what the stage of pregnancy is and what the miscarriage looks like, will or won't bring a korban, and maybe the korban will be the chatat will be besafek, in which case it's not eaten by the kohanim. So yesh viot korban v'nechal, yesh viot korban v'nechal, yeshenan viot klal. There are those who bring a korban, it's eaten. Those who bring it, but it's not eaten. Those who don't bring it all, let's see what that is. The famous machloket we've seen several times. Rameir says if she miscarries and it looks like an animal or a bird, she has to bring a korban. Chacham omim ad shebo mitzurat adam. It has to look human. Pelet sandal, which is just a kind of unformed blob. O shilya o shafir merukam. Shilya is a sack, or shafir is something sort of like there's already the structure of a body. V'etse mechutach, if it comes out in pieces. V'chen shifcha shipila, or if it's a shifcha who miscarried. V'ya korban v'nechal. That's part one. Part two, the next Mishnah, Dalet, Ve'elim v'yar korban ve'enon enan nechalot, the following brain, and they aren't eaten because safek. Pelet ve'en yodea ma hipila. She's miscarried, and she nor nobody else knows what came out. Shen hashim shipilu, or let's say two, had a miscarriage, but they know what the results were, but they don't know who had which result. Achat mimin p'tur, achat min chova. One of them had mimin p'tur, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. And one had mimin chova, which we saw in the last Mishnah. And we don't know who's who. Amar Yossi, Ematai, when do we say that? Bizman shalchu zel mizrach v'zel marav. When they came from different directions to the Mikdash, and they came at the same time. Mahayushtein umdor, but if that tzaddik came together, shtein viviot korban v'nechal. Together they bring one korban. So they know between the two of them, one's one korban, and it's regular, so it's eaten. Elu sheinan viviot, the next Mishnah. Pelet shfir male mayim, male da, male gninim. If it's just a bunch of water or blood or just parts. Hama pelet kamin dagim v'chagamim shkatsir masim, or if it's something that looks like fish or locusts or rodents. Pelet yom arbaim, if she has her hapala on the 40th day or earlier from conception. Viyotse dofen, or a C-section, even if it's a fully formed and healthy baby. C-section, Rabbi Shimon Chayev viyotse dofen, he says she is chayevet. Okay, let's go back. Shifcha manalan. Why did the first Mishnah mention that a shifcha has to bring a korban? Tanabanan, Bnei Yisrael, in the parsha of Tazria, it says, Bnei Yisrael, ain't liyala Bnei Yisrael. All I know is that Bnei Yisrael have to bring korban, you'll let it. Gyorat v'shifcha minayin, what about somebody who is newly in, or not yet in, a shifcha? Tamadomar, Isha, any woman. So, my v'chen shifcha, so why'd they pick shifcha, why didn't they pick gyorat? Because I would think that the general rule, that any mitzvah that a woman is chayavet in, an evet is chayav in other words, all lo taseis, and all mitzvot taseis, shazman, ein azman grama, hanimu davar shavad min ish ven isha. Maybe that only means mitzvot in which men and women are equal, like not eating chametz, and not doing malach on Shabbat. Aval yoledet, to menashim ita menashim leita, but a yoledet, which only applies to women, eva lo tachayav shivcha. Maybe shivcha is not chayavet at all until she fully converts, and is liberated and converts. Hachitani shivcha, that's why the Mishnah had to mention shivcha. Okay, elim viyot korban veino nechal. Now we have the safek, and we have the two women coming. My avdin. So what do these two women do if they're together? Maitin tarayu chad korban vadai. They together bring one korban vadai. Vechatat of safek. Meaning, vechatat itself is conditional, and they each bring an olah. So there's three birds total. Umatni, and they make a condition. And basically say, if I'm the one with the chiyuv, then the ola and the chatat is mine, and the other person's ola is in a dava. And if the other pay, then it's the other way. Umidah Rabbi Yossi Tos, since when does Rabbi Yossi say you can make such a stipulation? Vatnan Rabbi Shimon Omer Mviot Shnein Chatat Achat. That's if two women, and one of them violated something for which there's a chatat, and they don't know which one, together they bring a chatat and make that condition. Rabbi Yossi Omer Einstein revealed chatat achat. This is later in our masechet. He says you can't do that. Each one has to bring an asham talui. So Amal Rabbi Yossi lately tonight. So you see Rabbi Yossi says you can't make a tonight in a chatat. So Amar Rav Amar Rabbi Yossi Mechusar Kapar. Rabbi Yossi agrees that in the case of Mechusar Kapar, which we'll get to in the next parak, that you can. Mechusar Kapar is like a yoledet. She didn't do anything wrong. She just has to bring a korban to be able to eat kardshim. Chedgat Rabbi Yochum Ador Rabbi Yossi Mechusar Kapar. My time. Why does he make that distinction? Because Hatam by Gavri Yediya. In the case of a real chatat for sinning, the man has to know he did it. Dichtiv Ahodai Lav Chatato. He found out he sinned, brings the korban. If you don't know because it's either me or you, Hekach Lomatya Nematni. You can't bring together and say, if it's me, then it's my korban. If it's you, it's your korban. Haval Hacha here, Ki Matya Nashim Korban Lishtori Vachal and Kodshim. These women are bringing a korban just to be able to eat Kodshim. Tanya Sefer Ahir, because at the end of that, Rabbi Yossi himself says, Kochatat, Shibal Chait, Einstein revealed the time. If it's a chatat coming for a sin, then you can't bring it together and make that stipulation. Okay, Elu She'enan Meviot, the end Mishnah, listed those for which you don't bring at all, and Rabbi Shimon disagreed and said, Yotze Dofen is fully Chayav. We saw this in Bechorot. Shlokesh Amakra, Ve'im Nekeva Teled. Right? Rabot Leda Acheret. Because you don't need to say Ve'im Nekeva Teled, just say Ve'im Nekeva. Because you said Im Zachar Teled. So now, Im Nekeva, why Teled? To say any kind of birth. Ma'i Yotze Dofen. One of my time, why Rabban and disagree? I'm Mani Rapatish, Isha Kitazriya Vialda. The parsha starts off with if a woman is Mazriya, which is an internal function, and Yalda, Ashtelen Makom Mishmazrat, which means she has to give birth from the place which she is Mazrat, meaning a vaginal birth. Okay, this next piece is Rabbi Wong Mishnah. Let's say that a woman has given birth to a girl, and now she's going through her days of Tahara, and she's finished the full 80 days. She had 14 days of Tumah, and then another 66 days of Tahara, and the next morning she's going to bring a korban yoledet, and that night she has another Hapalah. Bechamai potuna korban. Bechamai says there's no second korban because she's still within the period. Betilo machavin. Betilo say yes, she does because she finished her 80 days of tuma. I'm going to tell her chamai. So here's the counter. Ma'ishna orshmenu v'cham yom shoni v'chad. Why is that night different than the next day? In shivalo l'tuma lo yishvelo l'korban. After all, for tuma she's finished her period. Why isn't it same for the korban? I'm going to make chamai lo yom martem ma'pel yom shoni v'chad. When she has a hapala. On the 81st day, that's why she's chayevet a second korban. She can yetzal shashi ruyala viva korban because she already had at least a moment when she could have brought her first korban, and therefore she's chayevet a new one. And then she started a new period, if you will. Tomar mapelat lor shmoni mechad. But if she had a hapala the evening before, so that's on the shashi ruyala viva korban. Now she had a period in which she could not have brought a korban. She never could have brought a korban yoledet and already had a hapala. So that's why the two are different. We'll disprove it to you. Because if she has a hapala on the 81st day, which is Shabbat, she couldn't have brought a korban on Shabbat. That korban would have to wait to Sunday. And yet you agree that since it's day 81, she's chayevet in a second korban. You're right, you can't bring her korban on Shabbat, but you can bring a korban sibur, tamid, musaf Shabbat, as opposed to a woman who gives birth, it has a hapala, sorry, the night before. He said, because the night before is not ra'ui for even korban yachid or korban sibur. You can't bring any korban at night. You can't disprove, but Shammai preempt this, you can't disprove it from the fact that if she has dam that night, she becomes tmeah, because even if she had a hapala on day 40 or 30, she would still be tmeah again, even though she would not bring a korban. Okay, let's see how this works out. Tanya, I'm really going to let Shammai. There's a second piece to this. Hare Omer Levat. In the thing, Levain Olevat. What's that? Why did it say Olevat? The Rabot Oshponi Vechad, which means now Beit Hillel say, we're not arguing based on reasoning and on analogy. It's Gzerat HaKatuv, the Torah said Olevat, and we have a Masorah that extends it to the 81st Eve. Now, Bashaya Mishchiach Kamed of Bar Kappara. Bashaya was a student of Bar Kappara. Shav Kivata Kamed of Chia. He left him to go study with Rabbi Chia. Both of them, of course, students of Rabbi. Yom Achad Pagabe. So one time, Rabbi Shai bumped into his old Rabbi. Barmine and asked him, Zav Shra Gimel Riot Balel Shmini. So a little of introduction. A Zav, we're going to see this at the beginning of the next parak. A Zav, as opposed to a Zavah. If a Zav has three experiences of Ziva in three consecutive days, or in two consecutive days, or even in the same day, or the same night, he's Tameh, as opposed to a Zavah who needs three consecutive days. So if a Zav saw three Re'iot, Boel Shmini, meaning a Zav was Tameh, and he was waiting, and he counted his 7 days, and that night he saw three more, Ma Betilo Mimid of Arzeh, what do Beit Hillel say? Does he have to bring two Korbanot of Ziva a week later when he's finally Tahor, or just one? Tamay to Beit Hillel Mapelet Balayla is Beit Hillel's reason, Mishum Nefti Levat, because we saw in the Brayta, it's Gzerat HaKatuv, but they wouldn't say about a Zav, because there is no Pasuk for that. In other words, it's not based on reasoning and concept, but Gzerat HaKatuv. We don't have an extra Pasuk. Maybe it's all the same. Maybe it's based on the reasoning in the Mishnah. So Amalei Bar Kappara, Ma Bavli Omer B'davar Zeh. Bar Kappara was not happy that his student had gone to Rav Chia. He says, what is the Bavli? Rav Chia was from Bavel. What does he say about this? Ishtar Kav Ashaya Lomar Klub. Rav Shai had no answer, because his Rebbe didn't know. Or he hadn't told him. Amalei Bar Kappara. So Bar Kappara said, Tzuchin Divrei Iyah. He made fun of Rav Chia. Either maybe because he couldn't pronounce an Achet very well. He said, do we need a Chia or Iyah's words? Nachzor Shul, let's look ourselves. Harei Omer Levat, Levat Oshvani Mechad. As Bar Kappara went back to the Gzerat HaKatuv in the Brayta, and not the reasoning in the Mishnah, which means Zav isn't included. So Neimek HaTanaim, maybe this whole thing is Machloket Tanaim. Zav Shara Gimel Riot Belel Shmini, the exact case asked about, Tani Chada Meviv, Tani Yidachen Meviv. We have two Braytot. In one it says he has to bring a separate Korban, and the other says he doesn't. So my love, Tanoihi, maybe it's, this is the machloket. Ahadatanya may be the one who says he has to bring a separate korban, kasavra, laila, and mechuzerzman. Nighttime is not considered to be separate from the next day, and therefore when he saw on the eighth eve, it's as if he saw on the eighth day after he was already ra'ui to bring his korban, and it's a second instance. Vadatani Enmevi, and the one that said Enmevi, because I'm alive in Mechuzerzman, that night is really separate from the day before, and therefore he didn't yet come into his eighth day. Avuna Bar Acha Rabbi Lazar, Hani Tanoi Sari Laila Mechuzerzman. They hold, like almost everybody else, that Laila is Mechuzerzman, it's separate from the day before. Vadatani Mevi, the one who said you have to bring a separate Korban, is Bizav Bal Shtei Riyot. It's a Zav who only saw two Riyot the week before. He's Tameh for 7 days, but isn't Chayav Korban at all. Because therefore, the minute that sun sets on the seventh day, if he went to the mikveh that day, he's done. There's nothing more. He's already in the new period. And the one who said you doesn't bring a new korban is Bizav Bal Gimariot, Bizav who saw three, who there originally, which means he is waiting for the next day. We all agree that if you're waiting for the next day until sunrise, it's not the next day. Zav Bal Shteriot Manareba, but it's too obvious if the Zav only saw two and he's waiting, and then he saw three on that night. Of course he brings a new korban, the only one korban to bring. Why mention it? Hakamashlan dafka rabbi lel shmini. The answer is that we're telling you something quite innovative, which is it's only if he saw it the eighth night, the eighth eve, if you will. Aval biyamama design lo, but if he saw it on the seventh day or the sixth day or whatever, he saw three, it wouldn't work. Why? Because I recall riyasha soteret. Any time that you see ziva, which cuts up your count, in viyade korban. So he saw three. On the seventh day, had he seen three on the seventh day, that would not count for korban. Amarava Amayu came to Lahadatanya and Mevimazav Balgimariot. So Rava said, why are you saying that the Braita that says he doesn't bring a new one is talking about a Zav who saw three? If that's the case, then Litne Gabe, and we should then mention it in the next parak in the context of Chamisha Mevim Korban Achanal of Virot Habei. There are five, like a Sota and a Nazir and a Shifcha Harufa, who bring one Korban for multiple Avirot. So why don't you mention that here too? The answer is Lo Psika, because it's not true in every case. If you saw one Re'i at night. This is not the eighth night necessarily, but at night and to the next day, mevi. Shtayim b'layla v'chat b'yom, but if you saw two the night before and one the next day, en mevi. They're not mitzarev, so not in every case will that work. V'yosef teda l'chat b'layla v'chat b'yom mevi. Rav Yosef's now supporting Rav Yochanan's ruling, and it says the reason that you bring if you saw one at night and two the next day, d'har re'iyah rishona shechvetzera b'alma. The first one is just one re'iyah. That's just shechvetzera. V'yuchazi tartan achronaitim mitzarefilu. If you saw two more, it'd be mitzarev. Shesh Breda of Idi, Midi Eiriya, who said, Re'i Rishona Shel Zav Chazi B'Zman Chiyuva. He saw the first Re'iya during Zman Chiyuv. Achat Palayla, Kevin Alav Zman Chiyuva Chazi, but since he saw the first one at night, which is not Zman Chiyuva because it doesn't link with another one, Elav Nashvin Rabbi Yochanan Mitztarev, if Rabbi Yochanan told us that they count together with the next day, Havimena Lo Mitztarev, I would think that they don't connect, and therefore we ought to teach it. Rabbi Yochanan Laila Mechuzerzman, but that teaches that Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila Mechuzerzman, which is why the night before is divided from the next day, and in some cases they won't connect. But he didn't say it. Or Chizkia Nitma Bayom Mevim, Balayla Ein Mevi. This is about a Nazir. And Rabbi Yochanan Mar Filu Balayla Mevi, even if you become Tamei on the seventh night, this is the Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that we saw, he still has to bring a separate Korban, because it's like the next day. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the night before is like the next day. So it's Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman. The answer is Kikar Rav Yochanan B'Shtayim B'Laila B'Achat B'Yom Ein Mevi U'Diriyah Mechuzer Zman. In other words, he was saying his ruling according to the position that Laila Mechuzer Zman. He himself holds Laila Lav Mechuzer Zman. D'Ivriyah Mepshita, but that's again a no-brainer. B'Achat B'Laila B'Shtayim B'Yom Mitztarichalei. That's a big chiddush to say if you saw the night before and the next day it's Mitztareif. If you hold Laila Mechuzer Zman, so Maudatema Kemal Alab Bizman Chiyuva Kachazi they don't starif. Since the one that you saw at night is not Bizman Chiyuva, maybe they're not mitzareif. So therefore, Kamash Palan that they are. Okay, the final Mishnah carries a very interesting story. Haishashi Shalas Safek Chamesh Leidot or Safek Chamesh Zivot. Let's say a woman had five of these Safek cases of Hapalot or of possible Ziva. In other words, there's five different safek korbanot she has to bring. Mevia korban echad, she eats, brings one korban, ochel bezvachim, she's now muta bekodshim, ve'en ashar al achorah, she doesn't owe anything else. Chamesh zivot vada'ot, chamesh leidot vada'ot, but if she had five certain zivot, or five certain leidot, never got to Shalim, and now comes, via korban echad, she brings one korban, ochel b'kuzvachim, asher ala chova, but she owes the rest. So now's the story. Maaseh shamdu kinim b'shalayim b'dinar zahav. One time the price of birds went up so that a nested bird cost an exorbitant amount, making it very difficult for women to do this. And what happened is that because they learned this halacha, that women have to pay all of these chiyuvim, the price went up. Rashim Gamliel, Rashim Gamliel said, Hamon Hazeh, by the Beit HaMikdash, he's taking an oath. Lo alin halala shiyeh b'dinarim. I'm not going to go to sleep tonight until the price goes down to 25% of this price, so that it is dinari kesef, and it is affordable. Here's how he did it. He came in and taught, he taught against our Mishnah that if a woman has five cases of Leda or of Ziva, certain ones, she brings one Korban and doesn't have to bring anything else. What happened? They went down to 25% of that price to dinar kesef. Okay, Tana Banan. Chamesh leidot vadai. Chamesh zivot safek. Let's say that a woman has five certain leidot and some safek zivot. Or five, chamesh leidot vadai, chamesh leidot safek. Or any combination, but some vadai, some safek. That's a combination of our Mishnah. Meviyah shnei kinim. She has to bring two kinim, two nests. I mean, two pairs of birds. Achat al vadai. Achat al safek. She has to bring one for the vadai, one for the safek. Shavadai, in order to be able to eat kodshim, because they're separate tracks. Shavadai nechal v'ashar al achavah. The vadai one is eaten by the kohanim, and she owes four more, however many more vadai she had. Shal safek ein nechal, the safek one's not eaten. Vein ashar al achavah. And she doesn't owe anything more for those. Al vadai tomar, for the vadai one, she should say, al achrona, I'm bringing it for the last birth. V'tipater shal safek. And then she doesn't have to bring for safek. Imyesh vadai benem, if there's a group and there's a vadai among them, tomar al vadai v'tipater. Say, I'm bringing it for the vadai one, and then she's p'turah. V'imlav, and if not, tomar al achad me'en v'tipater. If they're all safekot, say, I'm bringing it for any one of them, and she's p'turah. Bekiva takes a more lenient position. He says, whether she has vadai or safek, just say, I'm bringing it for one of them. And then she's p'turah, as long as she identifies one. So I'm going to have Nachman Yitzhak Lav Papa. I'll tell you what Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochum and Nuri are disagreeing about having to point out either the last one or any one of them in the case of vadai. Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, Madam Elul Chatat. He compares it to a Korban Chatat. That if you owe five chataot, you don't have kapar till you bring all five. He says, no, it's like going into the mikvah. If you have to go to the mikvah five different times, go in once and you're done at the end. So my Papa said, if you think that he compares it to a chatat, why in the case of a safek can she say it's for one of them and I'm p'turah? You remind them of chamesh chatot tluyin. Let's say ashamot tluyin. Let's say they're safek, which means you owe five ashamot tluyin. Asham tluyin. Ki ma'iti chad mimifta. I bring one is enough. Atan is that call? Kosh chalokin b'chatot, chalokin b'ashamot. If anything were like at the beginning of our parak, where you have set multiple chiyuvim of chataot, they're distinct acts. Then, if you are not sure if you violated, then in that case, you are chayav, multiple asham talui. Both Rabbi Yochum and Nuri and Rabbi Akiva compares it to tefillah, and as long as you do it at the end, you don't only one is enough, you don't owe anything else. They just disagree about whether or not we're concerned of pshia. There's several interpretations about what this chash is. One simple one is that Rabbi Yochum Anuri says if we don't have her single out the last instance and last event, then we're afraid she's going to think that she doesn't really have to bring every time she gives birth, and next time she gives birth she won't bring. Akiva says you don't have to be concerned about that. There are several other approaches, but that is one that is certainly satisfactory. Hadran Alach 36. Baruch Hashem, we've completed our study of the first parak of Masechet Kritot. We'll pick it up with the relatively short parak Arba Mechusrei Kapara in the next podcast. I mean, everybody should have a wonderful day.